We're in the midst of the most difficult of times. An invisible threat has changed our world and called upon us all to dig deep to find determination, strength, and courage.
This threat may not have reduced our cities to rubble or laid waste to our infrastructure, but everybody, everywhere on this planet is feeling its shockwaves.
There are no weddings, no family gathering.
There is no socializing in pubs, bars, or restaurants.
It has closed our schools and prevented exams.
It has shut our shops and cancelled our holidays.
It has halted our team sports.
And wiped out our running races.
It has stopped our tournaments and matches.
And it has postponed the greatest show on earth in Tokyo.
But we're a tough bunch of humans. We will get through this.
We will stay fit, we will stay healthy in mind and body.
The power of sport and exercise to benefit and contribute to society has never been more clear and more potent.
From our homes, we continue to inspire each other and demonstrate that we're all equal.
We are all in exactly the same position and we are all here to help each other get through this.
And make no mistake, we will get through this. We will support you, we will be your team.
We will win, and we will win together.
I'm Natalie Morris, and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. On today's podcast, we'll be finding out just how the netball community is getting involved in raising vital funds for the NHS during this uncertain time. We're also going to be hearing from Rhea Evans from the Manx Netball Association. And we now know that the league has decided to extend the postponement of all fixtures, league activity and pathway delivery until at least the 31st of May 2020. They are obviously following the government guidelines, but they are in conversations with clubs, players, partners and other stakeholders to consider a variety of options for reigniting the Vitality Netball Super League when it is appropriate to do so, which is really all we can ask for. First today, Emily Gulvin and her Surrey Netball teammates are currently in the middle of an amazing NHS fundraiser, and she's been telling us more about it.
We previously did a handstand challenge that was sort of based around our varsity and trying to challenge Royal Holloway, which are our varsity competitors. And now this week, Team Surrey Netball will be running 5 12-and-a-half-hour shifts with time slots sort of allocated throughout the day from 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And really, we've got five final year nurses that have gone straight into working for the NHS. We wanted to show our support for them. Other ex-club members like Jess Dale, who was our club president last year and is working as a paramedic, you know, obviously all the other amazing NHS staff. So we're going to see how far we can run in the time that they're usually on shift. And yeah, would really appreciate if people can help support our club, support the NHS.
How did you get on with that handstand challenge?
Well, I did actually used to do a bit of gymnastics when I was younger before netball, so I was able to do the handstand, but we did allow lots of different variations of the handstands, you know, against a wall or someone holding you. But yeah, it was actually really, really fun to give it a go, and I tried to do a few different variations, but they didn't go too well. But
it's just some of the great things that unis up and down the country are doing to help at this time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's really important, obviously, to be showing our support for the NHS workers now, you know, more than ever because of how hard they're working for us. And as well, it's giving us things to do as well and keep connected and stay engaged and, you know, doing these little challenges. It gives you something you've got in your day that you've got to do. And it's nice to, at the minute, all on our social media is people are putting up the times that they're running and putting pictures and videos of themselves, and it's just great to see all of that and feel connected with everybody, even though we're obviously apart at the minute.
We know as well that Charlotte from the under 21s and another seven are going to be running 500k. So this to me just not only sums up netball, but athletes doing what we can.
Yeah, exactly. I think you've summed it up there, just doing as much as we can and staying connected with each other. I mean, 500 kilometres is a very long way to be running, particularly when there's not a ball involved. So, yeah, really impressive from those guys. And, yeah, we'll have to see how many kilometres we're able to run as a club.
In the seniors, we know about Niamh and Jess. How they're getting on at the minute? Have you been in touch via Zoom, messages, that kind of thing?
So we're chatting each week, just sort of a catch-up chat. And then we've got a weekly quiz, which is run by Mickey, which is really, really great and nice just to check in with everybody. Yeah, Jess and Niamh, extremely busy right now, but they're keeping in good spirits and, yeah, staying connected with us all.
So how can we maybe donate a pound or two to Team Surrey at this time?
Yeah, that would be amazing. So on Team Surrey Netball social media, particularly on their Instagram and Facebook, there's a link there that you can just click on really easy and just donate some money. We've all also donated ourselves when we're running. So you can also see it on other people's social media, including my own, but probably the easiest way is the Team Surrey Netball social media.
Next, here's Georgia Clark from Lutterworth Robins Netball Club, who are also raising money for the NHS. They're going to be running, walking and cycling a huge 200k as a club to raise vital funds.
Georgie, first of all, how are you, and are you missing the sport we all love?
Well, yeah, it's very strange going from playing 4 or 5 times a week to not being able to leave your house. It's definitely something a bit different that I'm not used to.
What are you up to then as a club to raise money for the NHS?
So we are trying to walk, run or cycle 200 kilometres together to raise money for the NHS. So together we all trying to use the Strava apps or apps like that to record how far we can go, and we're putting it all together to see if we can make that 200k.
When the club came up with the idea, I suppose everybody bought into it and just thought, yeah, this is something that we can do as a team.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I do sport at university, so I also know about how good it is to actually get people out and about doing something, not just to raise money, but actually for their own health and well-being. So it is just trying to give people a reason to get out and do things and not just be sat around, that there is a reason to get out, there is a reason to do things while trying to raise money.
And you just launched it this week. Given us an idea of the number of people that are hopefully involved in this whole club?
Well, across the club, we've got 40 players, but obviously it's not only some people can take part. So I think on our day one, I think we had 15 people that did a combined total of 77k yesterday.
Yeah, massive. No mean feat.
Yeah, obviously we understand that not everyone's going to be able to get out and do things. Some people are on full lockdown where they do just have to stay in their house at all times.
So it's more about just raising as much as you can, really, not any particular limit on it?
No, we want to try and raise much money as we can, try and get everyone in the club out doing some kind of exercise, keep up morale, and just keeping the club together as well. It's something we can do as a club together, so we're all staying in contact, so we are keeping up together.
Lots of clubs around the country are doing Zoom calls with training things and just general quizzes. Is that something you've done at Lutterworth Robins as well?
Yeah, we've done a few quiz nights. We've done the emoji quiz, so where you have to work out from the emojis which netball player within the team it is. I think we've got more quizzes coming up. We're just trying to stay actively communicating with everyone, just so it isn't forgotten about, basically. So we're all still staying together. Got to make sure to keep morale up.
And a best way to maybe chip in a pound or fiver, that kind of thing, how can we find out more towards the fundraiser?
Well, it's all on our Facebook page, and it's got our link to our Just Giving page that we set up. So everything's on our Facebook page, which is Lutterworth Robins Netball Club. So hopefully that should be easy to find. And then we actually could put in updates on there about how we do each day. And
how are you getting on so far?
Yeah, it's one day. We've got 77k just in one day. So I think we should be doing all right sponsors-wise. So we're just waiting for people now to start donating so we can raise some money for people.
That's brilliant. It sounds as if you're doing a bit of the walk now. So I'll leave you get on with it.
Perfect, thank you.
There are so many brilliant ideas coming from clubs all over the country who are raising money for the NHS in loads of creative ways. So a huge thank you from all of us for everyone getting involved, and we want to hear about it, so do get in touch. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter. Next, Rhea Evans speaks to us about what she and the Manx Netball Association are going to be up to.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly? We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield. Grab life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno and I'm Natalie Morris. Manx Netball Association's Rhea Evans has gathered together more than 100 of their members and got together in a huge challenge to raise money. She's been telling us more about it.
Rhea Evans, Manx Netball is, and you are one of a very few people that have actually got your own podcast jingle.
This week's update from the Isle of Man with Rhiann Evans from Manx Radio.
I know, I feel so privileged to as well. It's so cool.
First of all, how are things on the island?
Well, for me personally, because I'm still going into work because I read the news, it's fairly normal for me, so I'm quite lucky. But I've had so many more people calling up to the studio and being quite panicky and frantic and whatnot. And we've had some really interesting emails in of people with conspiracy theories telling us where coronavirus has come from and whatnot. But that's started to settle down now. And people seem to have fallen into a bit of a rhythm. So there was like this sort of angry spike at the beginning because people were frightened, understandably. But I think people have settled now and there's actually a really nice sense of community that's come out of it. So, I mean, it's an awful situation, but there's definitely been some silver linings. But yeah, we haven't been hit quite as hard as other places, but it's still hard enough to like hurt the community when people die from it. So, but yeah, we're still in lockdown mode.
Tell us a bit about this Parish Walks challenge that Manx Netball have organised, or should it be the pandemic parish equivalent?
That's the one.
Hey.
Catch you right. I spent way too long trying to think of that name. Yeah, it's basically because the Parish Walk is one of the biggest events on the Isle of Man, and it's a 85-mile walk every year. And obviously it's been cancelled this year like many other big events. So I just thought, what could netballers do to help the community, because there's so many of us on the island. There's about 700 members of the MNA, and it's a lovely way to sort of bring all of us together to do something on behalf of netball. So I just thought, well, I'll see if someone wants to run the equivalent with me, thinking I'd get about 10 people. I messaged my friend Lydia and was just like, oh, I'm going to put this on the group, but it's going to be really embarrassing if no one replies, and there's no way I can run 85 miles on my own. And then I think we're up to 117 people now. So obviously we couldn't run one parish walk between us because we'd be doing like minus meters. So I was just like, okay, we'll set it as a challenge and do it over a week. Let's see how many parish walks we can run between us and raise money for victim support Isle of Man, because domestic abuse cases has ridden, like, it's gone through the roof, which is, you know, awful. And also for the Manx Solidarity Fund, which helps local charities and businesses that are hit hardest by the pandemic financially. So yeah,
you've clearly been surprised about the uptake then.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting that. And I think it's lovely because people feel quite helpless in this situation, helpless in the sense of not being able to help the people because we have to social distance. So I think as soon as people have an option to do something that will help without, you know, breaking government guidelines, they jump on it, which is really lovely.
Not just there, but Nepal as a whole community as well. We're really doing what we can and just getting behind this.
Yeah, it's amazing. And hopefully it kind of inspires other sports as well to join together and do something for the community, because there's so many people that are getting hit hard. But so many people on the island are already doing stuff. But I was actually scratching my head for ages trying to think of something new that people hadn't already done, because people have really sort of taken the baton and run with raising money for charities and organisations. It's been amazing, really inspiring. I was just a bit of a copycat.
Is it a proper run or can we jump it?
So I'm not going to be there with like a whip, like, no, you have to run 12 miles. It's basically over the surface, you can do as much or as little as you want. You can jog it, you can do interval sprints, walk, skip, dress up if you want. And basically, I tally up miles day by day. And then at the end of the week, I reveal how many parish walks we've done. The example that I gave to people was, if we all run about 9 miles over that week, we'll accumulate 12 parish walks between us, which I think is about 1,050 miles or something. So nice. It's just, it's something Manx, because it pays homage to the parish walk, and it's a nice group thing to do, but it's also a nice personal challenge as well. So hopefully it covers all ground for a good cause.
What are you doing about donations? Is there a minimum requirement to take part?
Yeah. Ask everyone to donate £5 to take part, and then basically just spread the word as much as possible and try and get people to donate, which people seem to be putting their hands in their pockets quite readily at the moment because of everything's going on. So just got to get it out there as much as possible.
So it's from the 1st of May, just for that week. Yeah?
Yes, it's from the 1st of May until the 7th. And then on the 12th, as a sort of thank you to everyone, Tamsin Greenway has very, very kindly said that she'll do an online live Q&A mixed in with like a little drill session. So we're going to sort of put our heads together and talk about what she's going to do. But I just messaged her on Instagram and just asked if she'd like to be involved in some way. And I just thought that'd be a nice way to sort of say thank you to all the netballers that got involved. That should be interesting.
You get this one out of the way. No doubt it'll be the first of many.
no doubt whatsoever. I personally love doing this sort of stuff. And I think everyone else loves a challenge. I mean, we're all sporty, so it's good to push each other and push yourself doing that, knowing that you're able to, you know, it's just, it's good to do good things for good causes. So, yeah, long may it continue.
More information online on the Manx Netball Association Facebook?
Yes, so I'll be posting on the Facebook page every day. Yeah, but if anyone wants any more information, do feel free just to message the MNA Facebook page personally and I'll be able to get it there.
For more info about that incredible challenge, do look online on the Manx Netball Association website. We've also had a huge response and so many really kind messages about the Kat Tuvati podcast. It's only been online for less than 24 hours, but we really appreciate the contact. So do keep giving us your feedback because we love to hear it. As always, thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay at home and stay connected with your netball family.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.